Theodore. Fresh off an exciting one-goal win in Langenberg, the Kenora Cobras visited the arch-rival Theodore Buffaloes on December 16 and came out with a hard-fought 4-3 win. Cobras coach Darren Schwartz said the Cobras were full value for a 2-0 lead after the first period. "For the second game in a row, we played very well in the first and stuck to our game plan," said Schwartz. "It was a great effort by us throughout the game. We got down 3-2 in the third, but stayed with it and were rewarded with the win." Even though the Buffaloes came back to tie the score in the middle period, Schwartz said the Cobras had plenty of chances to increase their lead. "Their goalie held them in the game, especially in the second period," he said. "We could have easily been up by 3 goals. With about 8 minutes left in the third period and the score tied 2-2, Theodore took advantage of a delayed penalty call against the Cobras, pulled their goalie, and cashed in the go-ahead goal. But then came what Schwartz called the turning point in the game. A few minutes later, the Cobras were rewarded with a power play, an area where they had been struggling, but this time took full advantage of the opportunity. William Hauber, of Kenora, showed great patience, found an opening and tied the game," said Schwartz. "That gave us lots of momentum." For the second road game in a row, Logan Foster of the Cobras scored the game winner with less than a minute remaining in the third. "That's why we play hard to the end. We brought him in to score goals and he's been getting some big ones. But we need everyone contributing in order to be successful." For the second game in a row, Durbin Leboff was the winning goaltender for the Cobras. In addition to Foster and Hauber, Cody Rock of Kenora scored a pair of first-period goals for the Cobras to boost his season total to 6, tied with Foster for the team lead. Skylar Haladin was the top playmaker with 2 assists. Other than the 2 big third-period man-advantage situations, the 2 teams stayed out of the penalty box for the most part. "The refs let us play and that's what you want, they did a god job," said Schwartz. "Discipline is key for us. Our guys played disciplined, hard-nosed hockey. They're starting to get what we've been teaching them. We still have some growing to do, but I give the players credit, they want to learn." With the win, the Cobras are 2 points back of Theodore with 2 games in hand in the battle for first place in the North Division of the Sask East Hockey League. The Cobras return home to the Kenora Civic Center on Friday, December 22, for their second game of the season against the expansion Preesvill Pats. "Even though they haven't won yet, we can't let our guard down against them, or any other team in this league," said Schwartz. "The Pats are getting better. They had a 3-goal lead early in their last game against Coat, but just couldn't hold it. It's our last game before Christmas. I'm sure everyone will be in the Christmas spirit and give us plenty of support. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark sasktoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link."